Have you ever stopped to consider if your dinner is a sacred ritual or just gas for the tank?
It is funny to think about it that way.
Right, because today we are taking a deep dive into the real engine of everyday American family life, and that is food. We aren't just looking at what is on the plate, but how it actually gets there.
And to do that, we have a really fascinating stack of sources today. We are looking at American food habits specifically through the lens of French expats and au pairs living in the U.S.
Which is such a cool perspective.
It really is. It's a cross-cultural comparison that exposes the hidden rhythm, or I guess lack thereof, in the American home.
Sometimes you need an outsider to point out the water you're swimming in. And the biggest shock for these observers was just the absolute speed of American life. I mean, the American breakfast isn't really a meal at all.
No, it's more like a relay race. It's a
Yes.
total breakdown of synchronization. In many cultures, eating is this collective act. But the sources highlight that American mornings are just hyper-individualized. You have this massive grab-and-go culture.
One kid is pouring cereal.
Another has a granola bar shoved in their backpack.
And the parents are just hitting a Starbucks drive-thru on the way to work. One source actually described the kitchen not as a hearth, but as a turnstile.
A turnstile,
It's
wow.
purely functional. And that seems to be the operative word for the first half of the American day, function over form.
Precisely. That connects to the core value we see throughout the research, which is efficiency. If you look at lunch, the contrast is just stark.
Called a lunch break.
Right. In France, the lunch break is a protected institution. It's often an hour or two. It's a literal pause button for the day. But in the U.S., lunch is just a pit stop,
The famous al desco lunch, eating a salad while typing an email.
which is completely baffling to the French observers. To them, food is an event. To the American workforce, and even in schools with those 20-minute nugget and pizza breaks, food is fuel. Prioritizing the meal over productivity feels almost indulgent here.
But here is where the American freedom kicks in. We might rush lunch, but we've liberated ourselves from the clock when it comes to snacking. The sources make it sound like Americans are constantly grazing.
This was a major culture shock point in the notes. In France, snacking is highly regulated. There's le goûter, which is this specific sweet snack for children, strictly between 4 and 4:30 in the afternoon.
It's a scheduled ritual, so you
Exactly.
can't just grab a cheese stick at 10 in the morning.
You would be breaking the rhythm. But in the American home, the pantry is open 24/7. Crackers, fruit cups, goldfish. It happens whenever hunger strikes.
It's just viewed as a practical energy top-up.
Right. The French view this constant eating as a lack of discipline, while Americans view the strict French schedule as overly restrictive.
So if the day is defined by speed and grazing, does the American family ever actually pump the brakes? Because the data suggests dinner is the one time we try to reclaim that connection.
We do try, but even then, efficiency bleeds into the menu. For one, it is early, 5:30 to 7, which is shockingly early for Europeans.
Yeah, my stomach isn't even ready for dinner at 5:30.
Same. And structurally, it's designed to be low maintenance. We aren't doing multiple courses or cheese plates. We're doing one-pot comfort meals, tacos, casseroles, pasta.
And let's not forget the true MVP of the American fridge, leftovers.
That is a huge philosophical divide. In the U.S., eating yesterday's chili for lunch is seen as smart. It's efficient planning. Meal prep is a virtue.
But the French expats felt differently.
Oh, definitely. To a French palate accustomed to fresh daily preparation, leftovers can signal a lack of care. But for the American parent, it's just a survival tactic.
That theme of survival tactic versus ceremony really peaks when we invite people over. I actually laughed out loud at the section on potlucks.
It's so different.
The idea of inviting guests and telling them to bring their own food.
It flips the script on hospitality. In France, the host provides everything. It's a performance of care. In the U.S., the phrase help yourself is the ultimate sign of welcome.
It removes the hierarchy completely.
Exactly. It says we are equals, so make yourself at home. No one cares if the forks are in the right spot or if you use a doggy bag to take food home.
Which was another concept that shocked the expats.
Yep. American hospitality is all about abundance and ease.
So, looking at this holistic picture, we have a culture that prioritizes individual choice and speed from 7 in the morning to 5 in the evening. And then we use that saved time to buy a little bit of casual connection in the evening.
That's the trade-off. We treat food as fuel so we can get to the soccer game or the meeting or the play date. We strip away the formal ritual to gain utility.
It makes you wonder, though. We are clearly rushing through meals to save time. But if we lose the ritual of the meal entirely, the waiting, the setting, the pausing? Are we losing the actual glue that holds the day together?
That is a fascinating question.
And think about this. If we use ultimate efficiency to save an hour on meals, are we just filling that save time with more screen time or extra emails? We might be optimizing our schedules, but leaving ourselves completely starved for the deep connection we thought we were making time for.
That is definitely something to chew on.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Catch you on the next one.